谢谢主席。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, first of all, I'd like to allow me, on behalf of the Chinese delegation, to congratulate you on your election to the chairmanship. Mr. Chairman, the Chinese government has always attached great importance to the humanitarian concern caused by anti-personnel landmines. And we support the efforts of the international community to address the humanitarian problems caused by anti-personnel landmines. China appreciates the humanitarian spirit embodied in the Convention and endorses the purposes and objectives of the Convention. Although China is not a party to the Convention, it has for many years maintained close exchanges and cooperation with state parties, participated in meetings of the states parties and the review conference of the Convention. Since 2005, we have voted in favor of the successive G resolutions on the implementation of the Ottawa Mine Convention. These demonstrate our affirmation and endorsement of the important role of the Convention. China has consistently participated in the International Conventional Arms Control process in a constructive manner. China is a party to the AP2 of CCW and has faithfully honored the obligations under the protocol. Since our declaration in 1996 of a moratorium on the export of anti-personnel landmines that do not meet the provisions of the protocol, China has always adhered to the commitment. China attaches great importance to capacity building and has committed tremendous human and financial resources in this regard. Though through initiatives such as the training and mine clearance practices, we have trained a number of technical experts. We have improved mine clearance equipment and advanced R&D in safe and clean technology of the destruction of mines and other explosive devices. China has actively carried out our mine clearance and victims assistance on its territory. Following two mines clearance campaigns in the 1990s, my government recently launched the third mine clearance operation along the Sino-Vietnamese border. It is expected that by 2017, mine areas of more than 500,000 square kilometers will have been cleared. Mr. President, while resolving the landmine problem in China, we attached great importance to the international humanitarian demining assistance. In September this year, President Xi Jinping announced at the Peacekeeping Mine Summit during the 70th GA that China will host 10 mine clearance assistance projects in the next 5 years. Since 1998, through the organization of a training workshop on mine clearance technology and donating demining equipment, the Chinese government provided demining assistance to more than 40 countries in Asia, Africa, and Latin America, having trained nearly 500 demining operators. This year, China organized a training workshop on mine clearance technology for Myanmar that trained 30 demining workers and donated a batch of demining equipment. In the recently concluded joint demining workshop for Ethiopia, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Sudan, more than 30 demining operators were trained. In addition, China has contributed a startup fund and office facilities to the Asian Mine Action Center. At the end of the year, China will provide demining devices and office equipment to Cambodia. In future, in humanitarian spirit, China will honor its commitments to continue to provide assistance within its own means to the mine-affected countries and to the victims. Mr. President, China has been a staunch force in maintaining world peace and common development. As a country that had been plagued by mine hazards, China deeply understands the aspirations of the mine-affected countries and peoples for security and development. We are willing to help, within our means, mine-affected countries and regions in rebuilding their beautiful homeland. Meanwhile, China is willing to enhance exchanges with state parties to the convention, relevant international organizations and non-governmental organizations, and explore appropriate modalities of cooperation in order to minimize the harms of landmines to civilians and contribute towards the realization of a mine-free world. Mr. President, as an observer state, we have no intention of getting involved in the difficulties between the member states. However, on the basis of a mutual respect, we will provide the assistance within our means to the member states. We feel whether member states or observer states or observer organizations, we should have more respect and understanding towards the countries that ask for their request
extension.
Thank you.